To the editor. This city and its council members have a hockey puck for a brain. How does North Bay justify its frivolous spending on another ice rink, which will cost the taxpayers thousands a year to maintain it? The cost of such an arena won't net the city a profit for decades to come. I ask the people of North Bay, who replaced your brain with a hockey puck? Why is ice hockey more important than building shelters and homes for the poor and homeless? North Bay, with its council that votes in their own wage increase, is an abomination to this country and community. Hockey in North Bay can be likened to Julius Caesar, who handed out bread in the Colosseum. As our property taxes increase to accommodate the councilors' out of control and swollen budget, how many hockey games and arenas must be built to honor this town? How many 20-minute periods does it take for the people of North Bay to wake up and realize that organized sports that were designed for children don't make this city better? Enjoy your new hockey arena, and as you cheer on your favorite old hockey team, the individuals who run this city raise our taxes while providing fewer public services. Shame on the council and mayor of North Bay for squandering the taxpayers' dollar on an arena that will never be profitable for the city. And then the non-sports-oriented taxpayers are left with the bill. The puck drops now, and the taxpayers are left with their hockey sticks in hand. How many publicly funded ice arenas are needed to satisfy this town's hockey craze? This is not only embarrassing for me as a Canadian citizen, but disappointing for future generations in North Bay. If the future generations do not have a hockey puck for a brain, then they are out of luck. The taxpayers will pay more in property taxes to pay for the new $60 million sports complex, which only a small fraction of the population will benefit from. Considering that hockey is one of the most expensive sports to enroll a child into, North Bay is once again attempting to skate uphill. Respectfully, Logan Solitar, North Bay.